This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on ordering CDs, cassette tapes, and printed copies of today's sermon will follow the program. We are glad you joined us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
Do you like the way you are, or would you rather have God change you? We're going to talk about that today in the sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, you who once asked a very penetrating question to a paralytic, would you like to be healed? Can also ask us, who are spiritual paralytics, would you like to be healed? And so we pray that as we look at this portion of your word today, the Holy Spirit will be our teacher, guide us and direct us. Help us to understand what that question really means. And then, O God, that we might give an honest answer, that our relationship with you may be furthered. In Christ's name, amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 5th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with verse 1. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for such a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and he walked. Friends in Christ, within every beautiful city, there are sections that are not so nice. We could call them pools of Bethesda. I will be preaching on this text for 4 Sundays to show Jesus' desire to heal broken bodies and wounded souls. So today, let's begin this first part by talking regarding this question of Jesus, do you want to be healed? As I have said, Jerusalem must have been a beautiful city. It could have well had its palatial homes where the wealthy and the leaders of that city lived. It could have had its institutions of learning, its houses of prayer, its flower gardens, its entertainment centers, and above all, the temple. It was quite a city, and anyone would have enjoyed getting to Jerusalem. Had you been taken on a tour of the city, without a doubt, they would have showed you all the nice things, but would have left out the Pool of Bethesda. The Pool of Bethesda was a place where people came who had real serious problems: the blind, the paralyzed, the lamed. For they had a superstition, but to them it was a truth, that sometimes God would stir the waters by an angel. And if somebody were sitting down there and would get into the water, the first one who got in would be healed. And so it was a place where many, many people came to see if they could get some relief from the physical things that were affecting them. And our text tells us today that one man had been there for 38 years. So Jesus came to that Pool of Bethesda and said, would you like to be made well? And the man looked at him as much as to say, well, can you do anything about it? Of course, I'm sure, he said. I've been here for 38 years, but there was no one to help me get into the water. When I get down there just about ready to get in, somebody would push me aside and put their loved one in. So I never made it. I'd pretty much given up hope that I would ever be healed. I guess I'm just going to live and die the way that I really am. In other words, he was saying that he had made a way of life out of it. He looked around and he thought, there are some people here who are much worse off than I am. There are those who can't see. I can see. I've learned to read, and there they have brought me some nice magazines and so forth to read. I can hear, and we can have a conversation with those who come this way. I am a paralytic, but I can get around just a little bit better than some who are there. So you have to just take things as they come your way. Without a doubt, I'm not going to be healed, but I can be very, very comfortable here. You know, people are basically pretty good. People will come to you and say, I've watched you down here, and I want to give you a little something to eat, so I brought along a cake or whatever it might have been, and we can have an enjoyable time together. And so I had a few of those friends, and they come quite often. I believe this paralytic could have been saying to Jesus. I also had some old cronies who come. They come often during the end of the day with a bottle of wine, and we sit down and talk about some of the things that we used to do and how life has now moved on. Won't be long before we'll be out of here. Nice to have them around. You realize that misery likes company, and when you've got good friends and you see that there are some worse off than you are, what is there to be so uptight about? Hearing all of this, Jesus said to him, pick up your mat and walk. He was not convinced, I'm sure, that this man wanted to be healed. But if he did, he was there to heal him. Get up, pick up your mat and walk. And the man was healed. Instantaneously, his life was changed. Now he faced a much harder life in some ways, but it would be one that would be more pleasing. He would walk among his friends. He would be able to do some work. He wouldn't have to be the recipient of charity for the rest of his life. He could actually go out and take care of himself. But Jesus had to ask the question, do you really want to stay the way you are? Or do you want to be made whole? Now, that miracle really pictures Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. A beautiful city, but not without its problems. While there were the palatial houses, there was also the Pool of Bethesda. And one of these places was very, very heartbreaking to visit. The miracle gives us a picture of Jerusalem. But I think, friend, if we'll take just a little time out to realize that sickness does not always mean that we are afflicted physically. It's far more than that. And sickness is not just lived out in a place where others like you or worse than you are living too. You can be sick and live alone. With these thoughts before us, let's take a look at what this would be like here in the United States of America. It gives us a picture, I believe, of America and all of its beauty, charm, nice place to live. It gives us an understanding that while there are some difficult pools of Bethesda, we have so much more that we can center our thoughts on, that we don't have to get into those who have physical and spiritual and emotional problems in their day. Now here, let me talk with you for just a few minutes about the good things of the life in which we live. I'll do it in mine, and you think through your life. I've really only lived for any length of time in two particular places. The one was in my boyhood town, Westbrook, Maine. The other one in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Both of them had an area of about 100,000 people, Portland and Westbrook, Waterloo and Cedar Falls. They were lovely places to live. Where we lived in Maine, and some of you who might listen to this program from Maine can think about it, what a place to live. Just a few miles away and you were at the Atlantic Ocean, with its rocky cliffs, but also with its beautiful beaches. There you could swim and have a great time picnicking and making a lobster, all the rest that went along with it. Within, I would say, 50 miles, you saw at least 15 beautiful lakes, gorgeous lakes. And if you went 50 miles the other way or 75 miles, whatever it might be, you are in the White Mountains. What a gorgeous place. And then I came to Iowa, and it didn't have the ocean, nor the lakes in that abundance, at least, and certainly not the mountains. But again, a lovely place in which to live. A place that had beautiful houses, too. Some of them way over millions of dollars. Great schools. The University of Northern Iowa. Some of you have heard of that of late, and its basketball team that did well in NCAA. It also had places where you could go for recreational facilities. If they didn't have a lake that God provided them with, they made a lake, and they have been very, very worthwhile. We've had our hospitals. In our little area of about 100,000 people, there are three beautiful hospitals who can take care of our physical needs. But there is also a Pool of Bethesda. Not lived out in one location necessarily, although there are some of those physically speaking, but lived out in silence, where the people did not even want to admit that they were a part of that Pool of Bethesda. But they nevertheless were there. What am I thinking about? Let me try to illustrate to you. I have lunch one day with a fellow who has a lot of ability, and has become a very good friend. He said to me, "You know, I want to share this with you, but I'm very concerned. My drinking is out of control, and it's beginning to affect the kids. And one of our children has been picked up with some marijuana." And he points right back to me and he says, "Dad, you had your booze. I had a little marijuana. No one ever picked you up." My wife has just about had enough of it. I don't know what to do. And Jesus says to this man who was in the pool of Bethesda, "Would you like to be healed?" Or I think, for example, of a very irate wife one night who called me many years ago. She said, "Your friend is in the basement on his face. Our children are at the neighbor's, and I'm on my way to Florida to get a breath of air." I went over immediately, and there it was true. Her husband was on his face in the basement. He came home night after night. He was a professional man. He came from his office. How he ever got home without an OMVI, I guess I will never understand. But he did. And there he was. I got him up the stairs. I poured coffee into him. And finally we were able to talk a little bit. "Would you like to be healed?" I read those words to him. "Would you like to be made well?" "Of course I would, but I can't. I've tried every way I knew how. I don't like this way." And I pointed him to Jesus. Well, the days have gone by, but that is a pool of Bethesda. I would never take guests and show them the nice house that he lived in and say inside, "There is a very sick man." I didn't have to do that. They didn't have to know that. Our pools of Bethesda are hidden. I think, for example, of the woman who was at a church meeting, and I said to her, "You know, the other day I met your sister. She's a jolly lady, isn't she?" And she perked up and she said, "I don't know. I haven't had a word of conversation with her in the last years." There is a pool of Bethesda. We turn on our televisions and see some of the people who parade over the screens. And they have had intimate affairs with other many sexual partners, while they have a wife of their own. That, my friend, is a pool of Bethesda. I don't care how much money you have, and all the prestige you have, and all the talent you have. That is a pool of Bethesda, and the first ones to admit it are those people who are lying by the side of the pool in a figurative way. Or you visit a friend who's buried her husband. It's now been several months, and she said, "I can't seem to get over it." She said, "When they talk about going to the heavenly home, there's no way that I can square that, because he openly admitted he had no time for Jesus Christ, the church, or anything." And we all knew it. "But you had a nice service for him, Pastor. You had a nice service. But if the scriptures are true, and I believe they are, my husband is not in heaven. I don't care what any preacher tells me. I don't believe in reinterpreting the Bible just to give me a little peace while I am here." Well, that's a part of our society, friend. And so the question comes back to you and to me today, the question that was asked first by our Lord Jesus. Do you want to be healed? Do you really want to? And so that question comes to you and to me today. What about it? Do we like it pretty well the way we are? To let it just continue to get worse with that bottle? Hoping that the son will get his eyes open and not go into drugs like I went into liquor. Perhaps getting by this that I can live at odds with a loved one for day in and day out in spite of what the Word of God has said. And think that's okay. Do you kind of like that way of living? Have you found a way to camouflage it and how to get over it? Can you imagine the adultery that you have been involved with? We call it success in our day. You've made a lot of money. And you have one of those beautiful homes, and you're riding one of those wonderful cars, and you don't even have to go to work anymore because they gave you a new title. And the new title is one that says you are in charge, but you don't have to be there. And so you can do anything you want to, and you've pretty much gone around and done some good things. But your life is not geared up to anything. And Jesus says to you, do you want to be healed? Would you like to have me give you a new motive in life? Would you like to have me show you where your talents, and you have many of them, and you've done a lot of good things, could be directed to leading somebody into the personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what lives you could really touch. Or do you come back and say, oh, I don't know. I could tell you that I think I want to, Lord. But life is pretty good the way it is. And I think that I'm perhaps too old to change. And Jesus says, no, you're not. As long as there is a breath, I am able to change you. Now, this is my first message in this miracle that John has recorded. Next Sunday, we're going to talk not about the question Jesus asked, but the indifferent crowd who simply brought this man food, reading material, and all the other things that would take the hours away. But the crowd who never said anything about his relationship with God. Listen to us next Sunday. Amen. Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, perhaps many of us have discovered our place in this portion of Scripture, and we too lie beside the pool of Bethesda, doing things that are sick spiritually, making all kinds of resolutions that we will do better, but not able to do it. We thank you that you have come to us in your love and your kindness, and you have asked that question. Would you like to have me make you whole? Lord, we pray that we will say yes, and that we will experience from day to day the working power of your hand in our lives. We thank you for all the good things that you have so graciously bestowed upon us. We pray that you will be with us and sustain us with your love. O God, we thank you for the church that continues to tell the message, and we pray that where that church might have gone astray and have very little to say as far as the gospel is concerned about those who are near or in the pool of Bethesda, that there may be an awakening, a revival within the Christian church today, that men may meet the Christ and live with you forever. O God in heaven, be merciful to us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
You have been listening to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's sermon has filled you with joy to carry you through the week ahead. As a nonprofit ministry, Christian Crusaders is dependent upon the free will gifts of our listening family. With your help, we can continue broadcasting the most important news in history, the gospel of Jesus Christ. A memorial gift can be a meaningful way to remember a loved one and help us spread this message at the same time. This gift may be of any amount and used to commemorate a birthday, anniversary, or any day in the life of someone special. Please direct your gifts to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. If you know someone who might enjoy Christian Crusaders, please tell them about our program. Christian Crusaders is often particularly important to those who are ill and cannot worship in church. Sermons are available anytime from anywhere in the world on our website at christiancrusaders.org. If you would like a CD, cassette tape, or printed copy of today's program, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders is now in its 74th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.